The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He doing nothing but running his mouth. All of your favorite baseball teams have now reported to spring training. Hope springs eternal and whatnot. And I guess we're kind of hoping it's the only thing that's springing.
That was kind of funny.
I don't have a retort.
Can you say cock on the air?
Sometimes the pregnant pause is an appreciation pause.
Well, then why did you put it in the rundown? Because you know I'm going to say it.
Did he put it in the rundown?
I didn't.
Yeah, what rundown are you
I'm calling it C's and B's. You can use your imagination on what that means.
Well,
I've been saying bats and balls,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
The old bats and balls. Major League Baseball has a problem, and it is that the pants are see-through.
Yeah, it's that their product is no longer safe for children or work.
That's exactly correct.
Like, I can't put up spring training games in this studio.
Well,
I'm
going to
run the risk of getting fired.
But yes, you have
to be are they, though? Are they?
Are they see-through?
Yeah.
Yes, Chewy. I saw a mole on that guy.
Okay. Bat. Okay. He's got a mole on the bat.
I could identify him if necessary by that.
Was it Brett?
How does this happen? Don't you test out your product? Like, you're rolling it off the conveyor belt. You're rolling it off the assembly line, and nobody says we should try them on.
So, Nike and Fanatics put together these uniforms. And
performance jerseys,
correct.
By the way.
So they changed the material of what we're typically used to seeing. You know, baseball players for years and years and years, it's been the polyester jerseys, polyester pants.
From Majestic.
From Majestic. Nike took over the contract in 19 or 20. And look, I mean, the only complaint was, I don't really like the swoosh on the jersey. Everybody got used to it because they were still using a lot of the same materials. Now they go to these performance jerseys, supposed to be lighter, supposed to be able to breathe a little bit easier. And now, it's also part of the problem, like every baseball team has
white
pants.
Yes,
like every, like that's part of the uniform. You have white pants, you have gray pants, that's it. So everybody yesterday is doing their media days, right? You're getting the photos for the website, recording the goofy videos you see at AmFam Field, and everybody's wearing their white pants for these things. And, like, what do you mean, are they see-through? Like, you can see where the jersey's tucked in. I could look at the jersey and tell you the size of the jersey the man
the
is wearing.
On the lower left side.
Because I can read the tag through the pants.
I know, but Gabe, what are they wearing underneath the pants? Compression shorts, right?
Not all of them.
Not necessarily.
So they're free-balling underneath the uni?
Well,
some
that
guys
one guy
might.
For sure.
Come on.
Look, well, but even the compression shorts, Chew, like, yeah. If the material is thin enough...
That's and then not you, leaving a lot to the imagination either.
And then
the
you bend over to do some hamstring stretches, and the camera gets you from the other angle.
Or you make a stretch at first base. I mean, that's...
I didn't even think of that. Oh, God.
Baseball players end up in compromising positions a lot.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of standing around.
The catcher?
Well, luckily, he's got the cup, all right? Like, the catcher is the one spot in sports you're still wearing the cup. If you're not, you've got a thrill-seeking issue that you need to see therapy for.
Thrill-seeking? Guys, this is going to be a problem. And the only way to fix it is to spend a lot of money and go back to a thicker material. And that, look, is Major League Baseball hard up for cash right now? Is there something we don't know about? Like you can't cut corners like this. You can't cut costs in areas like this.
But this is Nike.
Extremely comfortable. Because you want air flowing down there, number one, right? I mean, you don't want soup.
Chewy, we've been playing baseball for 150 years.
Yeah, and
right?
Uncomfortable, Gabe. Gabe, polyester is not the fabric of choice.
Sure, but given the choice between polyester and being a little uncomfortable when it gets up to 95, or having swamp ass with the white pants when it gets up to 95, and then everybody can really see everything going on under there.
Wet.
I will take the polyester and being a little uncomfortable.
They're going to have to put a mature rating on Major League Baseball.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't play in the rain.
The M will stand for mature audiences only.
You can't. So to put context to this, the jerseys were uncomfortable and people did talk about it, but players have put their voice behind, we hate these. Like, there's been more than a few that have said, we don't like what's going on. And there's an issue here with Fanatics, and we've seen it happen in the NFL. They've basically gotten all these contracts to produce all this this apparel, and they're misprinting things. They're printing things funny, and now it's an issue with see-through.
And in addition, look, we're making a joke about the see-through thing because it's obviously the most egregious, yeah. But players also have issue with just the quality, how it looks, mm-hmm. because there's something about the material where it's too thin to be able to affix the old school letters, the ones that had a little heft to them that looked real nice with the borders and whatnot. So they've gone to a more simpler, it's like a Comic Sans is what it is. You had Times New Roman and now you're throwing Comic Sans on the uniforms, and guys have said it looks cheap. Right? Like, this is the peak and the pinnacle of baseball in our country. Can we not look like we're trying to cut corners? Can we not look like we're trying to save a couple bucks? And that was one of the criticisms and complaints that you saw from players and people in baseball.
I guarantee you Chase's baseball team will have better looking uniforms than what you're going to see today, tomorrow, and the first week of spring training.
That's possible.
I guarantee it.
So what do? They just roll them back? They're going to collect all of the cheapo ones and say, hey, we're doing our... I mean, there was even a picture yesterday, guys, of a player interviewing a teammate. Two players, same team, sleeves were different. They're wearing the same uniform and the ribbing on the sleeves were different. People were like, what is this clown show?
And I'm surprised Nike would put their logo on this.
Yeah.
Like, Nike is the biggest apparel brand in the world. Like, it is... Like, Nike is so big and they're willing to put their logo on this? Like, usually you've seen that swoosh and you're going, oh, okay, this is going to be something quality. This is going to be something good. And it's not. It's nowhere near that. Like, so bad.
Is it they're uncomfortable or they're too revealing? Because I look at some of the things they wear in tennis and I'm like, wow, you're barely wearing anything.
Yeah, but right? They also have material that's covering up the privates, right? That's not the case with what's going on in Major League Baseball.
And just remember,
right,
like some sports, like in beach volleyball, you wear essentially underwear to compete. Yeah. In swimming, you wear a bathing suit famously. Like that's understood for those sports. These guys have always been decently covered up, even if it was uncomfortable.
You're not seeing bats and balls.
I don't know how they go back to this. I did like the tweet that I saw, which was, everyone is calling in sick on white uniform day.
why did you guys cancel opening day? We didn't have enough players. I don't know what to tell you. Like, we didn't have enough people show up. We got the thing going on. Something must be going through the locker room.
I've also seen the criticism of, well, Major League Baseball's numbers are down. This is a way to get them up.
I don't know about that.
That is a double entendre.
There is some close precedent to this. Do you remember when the NBA changed the basketball and they had to roll it back almost immediately?
Like everybody's hands were getting orange?
Yeah, their hands were getting orange. Some were saying their hands were getting cut and they thought that the ball was like bouncier and didn't play as well. Like the NBA rolled out like a full statement, had a press conference, and like did a massive thing about how, this just isn't going to work. The players are complaining about it too much. Like, are we going to see the MLB be like, yeah, Fanatics put out a bad product and we have to roll back what we did?
Well, so that's the next thing people were saying. Like, is it Fanatics or is it Nike? Like, Fanatics is the distributor, right? But Nike is the
manufacturer.
So who are we pointing fingers at? Seems like Fanatics has gotten a lot of the ire.
And that's because of their reputation amongst all other things.
Which is what?
Not good.
Is low quality products, misprinted stuff. They're putting the wrong names on the wrong jerseys, wrong players on the wrong teams. There's also the fact that some of the stuff is screen printed that used to be patches. Like, there's a whole bunch of... It seems to be like the quality of the product, which then would point back to Fanatics as the issue.
Well, it sounds like... Well, the union's got a hold of it, so this isn't going away.
Chewy. You're a married man. We're very familiar with your wife's work. Are you trying to tell me that if the Packers at some point tried to trot you out there in see-through pants, you're just going along with it?
No, she has a problem with this 5 or 7 inch seam that I wear to the gym. I'm missing a few. It's weird.
They just disappeared. They got swallowed by the dryer. I don't know what happened.
I had blue ones. What the heck? Yeah. No, she wanted me to wear a, you know, snowmobile suit to the gym.
It's good for the cardio. Get the sweat up, you
like
know.
Wrestlers. Yeah, exactly. Trash
bags. There's a lot of wives out there who are no, this is inappropriate. And I don't want my husband going out there. And, you know, even if the guy was like, who cares? What's the big deal? You know?
Yeah. I still can't believe that this happened.
Also, baseball players are famous for the, like, adjusting their junk. They do that all the time.
Uh-huh.
So when it's see-through, if there's a little moisture, it's going to be like, they're going to have cutaways. They're going to have to be like, well, we can't show that.
Well, I mean, and even with like the other pants, like if you had a little pine tar on your, you know, batting gloves, like you could do a little adjusting down there and not have to worry about the pine tar sticking. Like, is it just going to be a handprint, like as you go down to adjust?
It seems like it's going to go through the material.
You know when in football they cut to the sky or they cut to the sideline and whatnot? That's what you're going to be seeing on the broadcast. Yeah. And you're going to have the announcer be like, well, Bob, there's a streaker on the field. And the guy will be like, where?
Oh, he's running the right
from
fielder.
Second to third.
No, it's just Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Also, it looks so thin that I'm not certain that someone's going to slide and not like rip a hole in their pants. That's like how thin it looks.
Well, and you would think that they would have tested that, right? You would think that like before you can roll out a product, you have to test it to make sure that it can.
You would think.
I would like to think that.
Withstand the demands of the job.
I have to imagine that also when they put the jersey on and were testing it and they said, well, we can see everything down there, that would also trigger like alarm. And it didn't seem to do that, so I don't know.
I just think like we're making jokes about it a little bit here because it's Major League Baseball, but it's their job. It's a job. It's a profession. There are expectations. There are standards. Let's just say for a minute somebody works in construction and the people who are making the construction hats are like, yeah, you know what? We got this other material, a lot cheaper, we think we're going to roll it out. You don't test the construction hats? You don't test to make sure that if a concrete block falls on the hat, it's still going to protect the dome? You know what I mean? Like, you got to run it through those tests. And it feels like maybe they cut too many corners here. And I think that if you're Major League Baseball and you're these players, you're going, we expect better. We deserve better. Just because we're running around playing a game as our job doesn't mean that we shouldn't deserve the same level of equipment and gear and all those things.
And the insane part is, so it looked like they cut corners, right? It looks like these are cheap. It doesn't look like they cost as much. I mean, how could they? I mean, it's less material. It's less material you're putting on the back of the uniform. And yet, if you are a fan that wants to buy a jersey of one of your favorite Major League Baseball players, that cost went up. Yep.
So you think it's a cheap thing? You don't think it's like...
I think they wanted to do something that was a little bit more breathable. But
Vapor
they just...
Premier Jersey, that's what they're calling it, which uses a material that releases... breathable, lightweight, high-performance fabric, 25% more stretching, and it is almost assuredly cheaper to make.
Why don't they play in shorts?
Why don't they?
They tried that once, the Pirates.
I think the White Sox did.
Wasn't it in the 70s?
Yeah. So
pro shorts.
Chewy, when you try to slide into second base...
Yeah, good point.
And you don't have protection over the knees, there's just blood everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, but we had to deal with the same thing in football, in old turf. There's nothing worse than a huge turf burn when you got to wear pants and stuff, and it's sticking to it, and second skin. It's just like, oh.
Trying to make me vomit again.
I didn't say foreskin. I said second skin.
Well, given the conversation, you could understand my confusion.
Seriously, I don't think I'm going to get the image of the guy bent over trying to touch his toes,
that's
some hamstring. That's the one I don't think I'm ever getting out of my head.
No, the one for me was the 1-2, the twins, the brothers, the guy right next to each other.
I mean, Chewy talks about the bat wing.
Here's the thing. That guy
bird bath
doesn't shave. I know that. That's cool. Okay, I just want you to know that guy doesn't shave his junk. Okay,
there was a point where I was seeing this and I almost felt hesitant to send it because it seems inappropriate for a professional work setting.
I felt bad, honestly, for these guys. Like, because some of them have become the poster child. There's like 5 or 6 pictures that are rolling around on social media to illustrate just how bad these pants are, just how see-through they are. And it's like, I'm really sorry that you've had to become the guy, the example for the corners that Major League Baseball has decided to cut. How quickly, here's my question for you, before it gets rectified. They don't trot those suckers out again, right? We're not going to see those pants again, are we?
Oh, I think we see them through spring training. I think they don't fix it before opening day. I think we're have to get seriously. I think we're going to deal with a month of this. And if you get one of those quick monsoons in the Grapefruit League in Florida, you know what, where like comes through and rains hard for 10 minutes.
Like a wet t-shirt contest.
100% correct. You guys remember me talking about being at the state fair and seeing a sauna. We've all had those moments walking through an expo center and thinking, ooh, I kind of think I want to have one of those. So let me tell you, having an infrared sauna from Good Health Saunas is nice. It feels great after my workouts. I can feel the extra energy and flexibility that I have gained from using my sauna. Plus, my skin looks better. I am sleeping better. The detoxification benefits alone are totally worth it. So if you are interested in checking out the Good Health Saunas and getting an infrared sauna for yourself, go to their website, goodhealthsaunas.com. There you can see all of their inventory and the options that you have for improving your health, improving your wellness, improving your sleep and your skin, just like me. Go to goodhealthsaunas.com and check them out.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Can I be Chuck Woolery?
Yeah, Tiny Mike.
Tiny Mike.
Average.
I mean,
no, I want to ask the questions. Tiny Mike
on 94.5 ESPN.
Hello. Mike weighing in on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy YouTube stream. Remember, you can always watch the show on our YouTube channel on ESPN Milwaukee. He says every industry cuts corners to save on costs. It's the way of the world now. Not saying it's right, but unfortunately, it's how it is. Okay, fair enough, right? Cutting corners and good business, all of those other mantras and philosophies. But if I can't take my kid to a baseball game in the summer because indecent exposure, I feel like that's going to cut into the bottom line too, isn't it, Gabe?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Either he sees it there or he goes home and finds it elsewhere, I suppose.
This isn't 1990, okay? They're not hiding under dad's mattress.
Well, no, but he's got it, you know, in the palm of his hand is what I'm saying.
He doesn't have to go home for that time. On the bus, I imagine, right? And all that free time between home and school.
The good news is, so Josh and I were hanging out yesterday. We went to the X-Golf at American Family Field. The good news is I don't think that this product has at least hit the Brewers team store because we kind of walked by there. You have to walk by in order to get up to the club level. It looked like the stuff they had there was at least of good quality level if you're a fan. So I guess that's the good news out of all of this.
Well, good. So the people dressing up as baseball players will have better coverage than the people actually playing baseball. I can't believe you think this is going to go a month. If you're Major League Baseball, you pull those suckers now. Pull them.
Yeah, because I bet guys are going to refuse to play. Right?
I'd refuse to wear them.
Yeah, I would say put me in last year's.
I mean, what's a uniform cost?
Not much, man. Right. Like, I mean,
I'd imagine
$300 maybe if you're buying them in bulk.
$300 if you're buying them retail.
Yeah, that's to say. I imagine it's cheaper for because the team has to order a whole bunch of jerseys because you
like this
them.
Can't be a cheapness thing. It can't be. Now, it's got to be a breathable thing.
That's sure, but when you're getting the presentation from whomever it is that's presenting, hey, we're going to go in a different direction for uniform, you're telling me that they aren't saying, and 40% less expensive,
yes.
You know, done.
I don't necessarily, so cutting corners is a thing that happens in every industry. There's also things you just can't cut corners on. If we try and cut corners on, say, our microphones, we're going to put out a worse product.
Or hypothetically speaking, just plucking this out of thin air, nothing specific, phone lines.
Yeah. There's things you can live with and things you can't. And when it becomes an indecent exposure thing, and the FCC possibly having...
exposure!
The FCC having to possibly make judgments and rules because you guys are not showing appropriate things based on the laws we have in America.
The Bally app's going to have right. Parental control.
It's got the little letters up in the left-hand corner. Nudity. Partial
just
nudity.
Try to blur it out, but it ends up just being the entire screen.
Well, that's the thing. So we're going to have those little like blur spots over just the crotches of the baseball players now. When they famously show the field, right? They show that shot from behind home plate. Yeah. You can see everybody on the field. They put the little names up of who's in what spots right now. She's going to have little blurs. Little blurs over those spots.
Constant blurs in the left and right hand batter's box.
Listen, Gabe and I are in total disagreement here. He thinks that it's going to happen a month, and I understand why you're saying that. It's a practicality thing. You're basically saying, like, logistically, how are they going to get all of those out and all the new ones in any sort of record amount of time? And this is where I say, you gotta. Use whatever carriers you use, FedEx, UPS, all, you know, DHL, whatever it is. Get new pants to all of your spots by the start of next week.
There were some guys talking about going to like a Dick's Sporting Goods just to get pants.
I would.
Seriously, like that was a conversation that players were having yesterday. Like, maybe I just need to run to Dunham's real quick.
How long will these pants be in rotation? I think a month is aggressive. I think that's outrageous. I
mean, are you familiar with the work of Major League Baseball? they once had the All-Star game actually mean something for over a decade.
Well, so that's the other thing, guys. Like, again, they're all in competition. We had the conversation about the NBA and the bad look of the All-Star game and the haves versus the have-nots and how you're now basically ostracizing a third of the league by saying you're not good enough, you don't have enough to host our premier mid-season event. So, and you know, All-Star game and the NBA right now, not having a great PR week in that space. Now Major League Baseball was like, hold my beer. I got something. It'll get them all talking, get tongues wagging. Not that way, just the, you know, the euphemism
it's
for talking.
A rough way to say it with the, get the subject tongues matter.
All right, well, now we know what Jen was doing yesterday afternoon.
Just scrolling through pictures of baseball players and wagging my tongue. No, I just, like, you cannot, from a PR standpoint, let this stand. It has to be swiftly handled, swiftly fixed.
Major League Baseball ever done anything swiftly?
They move at a glacial pace. The thing is, the fact there hasn't been a statement already is crazy.
Yeah, like we're not even, we're a couple steps away from replacement. We haven't even gotten a statement yet.
Wait, Rob Manfred defended the uniforms last week, according to this Yahoo Sports article that I'm looking at, claiming the fans and players will get used to them. The jerseys are different.
How is he so good at this? He's so good. He's so good.
Hold on.
Can we expend him past 29?
There's more.
Like, his comments are just pure gold.
The jerseys are different. They're designed to be performance wear. They've been tested more extensively than any jersey in any sport, and people wear them a little bit. They're going to be very popular.
Would there be outrage if this was women's softball?
Is he wrong that they're going to be very popular?
Well, again, the
to the males on the panel.
The jerseys, maybe. Maybe the jerseys. I mean, but again, they look cheap.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Like, when you're a fan and you're plunking down $100, $150, $200 for a jersey, you want something that looks good, not like something that looks hastily thrown together. And so Michael Chavis, who plays for the Seattle Mariners, had posted on TikTok, like, his jersey. Somebody took that picture, complained about it online, and the Fanatics account thought it was like, oh, this is a poorly made fan jersey, not an actual Major League Baseball jersey that somebody is wearing, which is hilarious in and of itself.
What?
But, like, you want something that looks good. But also, he had nothing to say about the pants there, because I don't know if we're ever going to get used to the pants.
Well, I can tell you this. When we used to wear those throwback jerseys or uniforms back in the day, they were cheaper. I mean, the quality of the uniform was much cheaper than our traditional green and gold. The pants were like, you know, it was like wearing Gerbo jeans versus Levi's.
What's Gerbo?
Jen knows what Gerbo is.
Is it Verbo, where you get houses? It's like Airbnb, but not?
No, like when the 90s, when I was, you know, and out and about, Gerbo jeans were the bomb.
You mean, I wish I could help you on this one, buddy. Okay.
No?
All right, hold on. I think he means JNCO jeans.
No, Gerbo. People help me out here.
Do Gerbo you know jeans. What Gerbo jeans are?
I remember JNCO jeans from the
90s. No, they're French. They were bougie.
I do see G-E-R-B-O jeans.
I thought it was an A-U.
Were they French?
Yes.
There is a Garbo jeans.
No, Gerbo. People know what I'm talking about. I'm not crazy.
At least that's what you're hoping.
I got a lot of reaction rolling in here. I want to get to some of it before we have to get to Weekend Rechew. Craig weighing in saying the uniforms look like they came from Temu. We all remember Temu. They had seven commercials during the Super Bowl. Mike in Waukesha saying my wife is listening to this conversation and she said might need to tune into some baseball this year. She's not even a baseball fan. good thing Wayne Larrivee doesn't broadcast MLB anymore because these pants would give a whole new meaning to... And there is your dagger.
That's good.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I guess the good news is it gave us some laughs this morning. I think it gets rectified. Give it a week. You don't see these pants anymore. What are you going to do with them? Throw them up on eBay? Would you buy a pair of these pants if they just for like a not nostalgia but memorabilia, you know, to say that you have one of the see-through pants?
I can't wear them in public.
Yeah, like there's no use for them.
Like Zubas?
I'll get arrested if I walk down the street. And
I can see the Nike swish on the compression shorts of one of these guys wearing the pants. The Nike swish is on the compression shorts, which are under the pants. I can see the swish. That's a problem.
It's more branding.
I can also see his swish, so there it is. Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. It's used by military bases, airports, businesses, but what matters to you? Residential homes. That's right. If you've got cracks in your garage surface, if you've got uneven floors in your garage, it is time to call my friends at Showtime Floors and ask them about Floor Shield. And here's the deal. They have a 15-year warranty. They offer same-day installation. So as the weather starts to get warmer, you might want to consider calling Showtime Floors and getting Floor Shield installed in your garage. Plus, if you mention ESPN for free crack repair, they will give you 10% off. For more information, just go to their website. It's ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com, and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ryan and McGuanago weighing in. Hey, if you find something that sucks for 25 years, you hold on to that.
Yeah, that is very good point.
Because usually the sucking only happens before you get married, and then the sucking just stops.
We're going to get fired.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Next hangout spot is found right in Waukesha. The Q Club of Wisconsin is the perfect place to catch a game, play some games, and grab a drink. Bocce courts, dartboards, foosball tables, and of course, pool tables. 10 of them. Plus, the Q Club of Wisconsin has its best fish fries on Wednesday and Friday nights, and you know they just pile it high. Check out the live music on Saturday. And stop in for brunch every weekend starting at 9 a.m. It's all happening at the Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Visit QClubWI.com or like them on Facebook.
Chris weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line saying, don't worry, Fanatics will just resell these pants as player worn.
Woof.
Which is not a horrible way of repurposing the see-through pants that Major League Baseball is dealing with right now. Let's get to Weekend Rechew.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Weekend Rechew.
All right, big guy, we see what you remember, what you don't remember, things that you said, things that you did throughout the course of the week. Got five questions. You get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. It's a pretty simple game. You ready for question number one?
Let's do it.
Who did you accidentally interrupt while making an exciting announcement earlier this week?
Two Josh, episodes today.
I got
today.
One if you want one.
Hey, Chew, go ahead.
Oh, I forgot. What?
Who did you interrupt while they were making
Pratik. Pratik. But here's the problem. All right, let me just explain it away.
See, Josh, I would love to hear this.
Joshy talked in my ear, right, Joshy?
I did indeed.
Which
See,
I thought
I wish you had said no. Actually, I don't know what you're talking about. I did not talk in your
no,
ear.
No, he talked in my ear, and I was kind of distracted, and I thought he was saying it on the air. Because he was asking me, hey, do you have a question for Pratik? I'm like, not really. And I thought that was on the air. And then I'm like, oh, I got one. And it was a bad question anyway.
Yeah, I was about to say, what was the genius question you decided to ask during, you know, the rollout of Bucks Plus?
Are they going to do this for the Brewers?
And shout out to Pratik, who just tap danced his way through that thing. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Fortunately, Pratik has known Chewy long enough
yes.
that he knows that coming on this show, anything is possible.
Because what was more appropriate of a response was just him staring off into the distance with the blink, blink, blink look. That's what you deserved on that one. All right, well, you got one right.
All right, we're one for one. Question number two. What was this noise that you were making describing?
But you'd hear boom, 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 boom. Gosh, I have no idea. What day was that? Any idea?
I don't remember it, so my guess would be Monday since I was not here on Monday.
I don't remember it either, so I think it must have been Monday.
But yeah, you'd hear boom, 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 boom. Who'd I do the show with on Monday?
What?
Turns out that should have been a question.
That was Joshy's debut. That's right. I have no idea what I was talking about.
Apparently, you were talking about snowballs hitting your dad's truck.
Oh, you be.
Slash
yeah.
vehicle.
You'd hear boom, 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 boom. Yes. Uncle Bill chasing after him with his flat-soled work boots and a foot of snow.
Those were the neighborhood kids pelting the vehicles as they drove by.
I like it when Chewy does sound effects. Uh-huh.
He's really good at them.
Yeah. Whenever I hear him, I take note of him and say, I got to bring that back.
All right, one for two. So a pivotal third question. What was this analogy all about?
Which is a Porsche that I can't afford, but, you know, maybe I move into a smaller house or apartment. What's the question?
What was that analogy all about? You're making an analogy. What were you comparing? Apparently a Porsche you cannot afford. What were you comparing it to?
I don't know. I remember the conversation, but I have no idea.
The Crab Benedict
versus Lobster Benedict.
What's the Porsche?
I don't know. I wasn't
here. Wait. Is it like if you were to have Lobster Benedict regularly, that's a Porsche you couldn't afford?
Right. The Crab Benedict was what he compared to a Chevy or a Ford, and the Lobster Benedict, which was $20 more
expensive.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yes. Because the salmon was very disappointing.
Again, the fact that you got half a Benedict for $65.
But don't you think when they serve salmon Benedict, the salmon should be cooked?
No, it's like lox, right? Do we just remember
this
that?
This is the exact conversation we had. You just want a salmon fillet.
Who got screwed more, Chewy with his half a Benny, or Major League Baseball players who are wearing naked pants?
I think it's me.
Still might be Chew. Yeah, still might be the big guy here.
All right, what am I? Ooh,
not
all right.
Looking good.
You got to win. You got to get these next two right to win. Question four begins with an audio clip.
Small. Can you elaborate, please?
Yeah.
He doesn't have enough ass.
His ass isn't big enough.
I'm lighting the ass.
Whose ass isn't big enough?
I remember the wood hauler's ass because I had it when I first came into the league.
All right, work your way through this.
Same combo.
I'm trying. And it was a Packer ass?
I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's a Packer's ass.
Packer ass. Who's got a bad ass?
Play it again.
Well, it's not necessarily a bad ass. It's just an ass that isn't big enough.
It was Devontae Wyatt. He's too light in the ass. Yes. Yeah. That's right.
All right, it's always more exciting when this last question means Chewy wins or Chewy loses. The question is simple. What is out there?
Plus 600. It's out there. All right, it was Jen's betting. You're asking me what I was talking about because Jen was talking about the bet she laid down, Memphis versus the Bucks.
Well, yeah, that's correct. That is impressive. Again, the fact that you remember that and yet moments ago did not remember who you did the show with on Monday is confounding to me, but I digress. So, yes, that's what Jen was talking about. What were you talking about with the plus 600 that is out there?
I was going to bet on something if I got those odds. Can I hear it one more time? Plus 600. It's out there.
I have to be honest.
I wanted to place a bet. If I got those odds, I can't remember what I wanted to place a bet on.
We were also confused in the moment,
if I remember correctly.
Yes. Right?
This was a setup for failure. I would have given credit if you would have been able to say a bet with me. That would have been okay.
Okay, so do you got it? You got any more details?
There was a bet with Joshy.
Yes, he just said that.
Yep.
Way to remember it.
Oh.
He was plus 600 over, was it the Packers making the playoffs? Something like that.
No, Jordan Love's contract. We were talking about Jordan Love's $52 million. And then you saying, is it a chance he's not the guy? There's a chance. It was very...
Oh, that's right. And Josh, he said, I'm 100% sure he's the guy.
And you said you would take the plus 600 odds?
Yes.
Well, this is very helpful because I left that conversation not exactly knowing what he was trying to put the odds on.
We went to try and figure out the same thing, and it was a tough to nail down. So that one was for Chewy to lose, basically. I set him up.
Wow. How does that make you feel, big guy? You were set up for failure today.
Me and Josh are broken up for the weekend.
Oh, man, that's tough. Chewy's birthday weekend. Man.
We didn't even talk about how it was Chewy's birthday yesterday.
Thank God. I skated through on that one.
Hey, happy belated, buddy.
Thank you. I was hoping I skated.
55 is also the number of alcoholic beverages that you had last night from what I heard.
You should have seen the bottle of wine. Holy cow. It was a bottle that had 4.5 bottles in it.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, so when you said you had one bottle, you had 4.5?
You had an entire box of Boda Box? What's going on here?
It's technically one bottle.
It's not wrong. Chewy's the guy walking around with a comically large glass. It's only one glass.
When I said 55, I was exaggerating. Sounds like I nailed it. 55 glasses of wine/margaritas last night for the big guy's big birthday. Well, happy birthday, buddy. We're so happy that you are a part of our crazy little circus each and every morning. Hey, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wrap up the show. Wrap up the week right after this.
Greater Milwaukee Golf Show presented by Old Fashioned Golf returns Friday, March 1st through Sunday, March 3rd at a new location, Mosh Performance Center and Lux Golf Base. The first 1,000 people each day get a free sleeve of golf balls. And with the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show, March 1st through the 3rd at Mosh and Lux Golf Base in Franklin, there's free parking. Visit royalgolfshows.com, R-O-Y-L-E, golfshows.com, and save $5 on advance tickets. Or you can just save completely on the tickets by being caller 5 right now. Caller number 5 will win 2 free tickets to the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show. 800-990-3776. Caller 5 wins 2 tickets to the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show March 1st through the 3rd at Mosh in Lux Golf Bays in Franklin.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit?
Gotten?
A little? No, I'm saying from the standpoint... It used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
X-Golf located at American Family Field. Open right now. It's open year-round. Great place to go. Joshy and I were just hanging out there yesterday, getting some swings in. Nice weather. It's coming. You want to make sure your game hits the ground running when all the golf courses are open this spring. It is great. You can get a full bar and menu. There are just people hanging out at the bar yesterday, too. Great place to go. Just hang out, catch a game. But look, if you're looking to get some work in on your game, maybe you get a lesson from their pro, Andy Barrett. It's also a really unique space inside American Family Field. Overlooking left field, great place to host that next event as well. Book your sim, xGolf, ampfamfield.com.
Save me. Want to take a little victory lap here as we close out the show, close out the week. And, of course, if you listen to the show, you expect nothing less of me. Jeff Hafley yesterday made a point that I made last week, and y'all called me crazy about it. Take a listen to Hafley yesterday at the introductory press conference talking about the difference between yelling and coaching.
To what degree does that work in the NFL?
To have energy?
Yeah, to be yellers or... You
know. Well, I don't know if it's yellers. I don't know if you're going to find a lot of yelling. I think you're going to get a lot of coaching. And I think you're going to get... I think you're going to see a lot of juice on the field from that staff. But that doesn't mean we're yelling. And I mean, I want to be demanding, but never demeaning. But I want guys out there who have energy and enjoy being around. If we're going to ask the players to run around and run to the ball and get after it, then our coaches need to be the same way. And that's really important to me. So I think there's a part of being cerebral, but when we get a chance to get out on that field, I mean, we got to go. But I don't think we're going to be the type of staff, I know we're not going to be, that motivates through fear at all. These guys are going to know we care about them, that we want what's best for them, and that we're in it with them. And we're going to push them, and they're going to push us.
What I think I heard there, guys, is El Jefe is a fan of inspirational shouting.
There's a thing here where more than one person can be wrong, Jen.
Oh, so I'm wrong and someone else is wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, Halfley's wrong?
Yeah.
You bite your tongue talking about my El Jefe like that. What are you talking about? How did you listen to that and somehow think that you're
because they were we were talking about Campanelli,
yeah,
and you guys were saying that he was yelling, and I was like, that's not yelling, that's inspirational shouting.
Well, that was,
as Joshy famously laughed at. And when obviously when Tom was asking him the question, he was saying, well, it's not yelling, we're coaching, that's coaching.
He said you're not going to be hearing us yell a lot. You're going to be hearing us coach a lot.
That's the nuance you want to get into? The yelling's going to happen behind closed doors?
Yeah.
No.
Also, we're following his literal words. He said we're not yelling.
And that's what I was saying to you guys, that Campanelli wasn't yelling. And you guys were saying that he was on the field that day.
Campanelli was yelling. There's zero.
He was coaching.
Yeah, he was.
Or, like I like to call it, inspirational shouting. Why are you laughing? I'm right here.
No, you couldn't be more wrong.
As in right here. I'm right here in this chair.
I don't know if I've heard you more wrong. Like, this is more wrong than the El Jefe. This is more wrong than Chef's Kiss. This is the most wrong you've ever been.
I could tell you this. A lot of players on the team, well, not a lot, but a handful of players probably call him Johnny High School.
Why?
That's just a term we use for guys who do that kind of stuff.
Who coach like it's high school? We played sports, and there's guys that just yelled a lot.
Yeah.
Someone weighed in on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account saying that his nickname was the Wizard. You guys like the Wizard?
I mean, I prefer a specific wizard if I'm going to call him a wizard.
Yeah.
Like what kind? Like a
blitzing
wizard?
What's his name? Was the Wizard of Westwood?
Or just Dumbledore or like name
oh,
wizard?
You mean an actual.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Did he give himself the nickname? Because that is taboo.
I don't think he gave himself the nickname. I believe that it was something that the players gave to him. It's on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. I'd have to go back in and find it. I can do that. Hold on.
I do like the coach that's taking over the defense to be called the Wizard. To have that reputation, that's something I want because no one thought Joe Barry was a wizard.
No.
You just Rams safety Jordan Fuller on new Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Halfley. His nickname was the Wizard.
That's a high standard.
Well, you now you're in on the nickname.
Well, you just hope he doesn't become a Willard, right, Chew?
What's a Willard?
That's the Seinfeld radar detector that doesn't work.
Jeez.
Right?
So,
Gabe?
So
you're not wrong.
Joshy, do you have a particular wizard you would like him to be? Would he be Harry Potter'd? Pottered.
What about Gandalf? That seems like a good one.
Gandalf the gray or Gandalf the white?
The white?
What the hell is the difference?
There's a big difference, Jen.
For somebody who calls us nerds to go that nerdy on us is...
Honestly, Gabe, that was...
There's a difference. Those are two different people.
What's he from?
Deep dive into the nerds.
That's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
But he won't watch Game of Thrones. But he's going to try to specify the difference between Gandalf the Great and Gandalf the White.
I thought that was Sopranos.
That's Gandolfini.
It's close. I guess also a wizard in his own way.
Yes. A bad wizard.
Who's the best wizard ever? Who's the guy from The Sword and the Stone? Merlin. He a wizard?
Yeah, Merlin was a wizard.
No, Wizard of Oz.
He was a fake wizard.
He was a fraud wizard.
Fake.
He was?
Yeah.
Did you not watch the end of the movie?
Did you miss the big reveal?
It's just a man behind a curtain.
Well, famously, he only watches the first three quarters of a movie, so he would have missed the part where they pull the curtain back, and it's just him with a bunch of gears and smoke buttons, smoke machines. Matt weighing in saying, what about the Wizard of Wisconsin?
Who's that?
I can't tell if that silence is approval or if that silence
Same
is judgment.
Same one you got from Craig.
Yeah, that's...
It was Jason, but yes.
Sorry.
Can't keep track of all the people who
you disappointed today with your nickname.
Hey, speaking of, what were the results of that poll?
What, the pants?
No. There, I don't know if we... Again, that's a different kind of poll, Chew.
Jen keeps calling the Packers' new DC El Jefe. Should she absolutely stop it right now? 58% of people saying yes, cringe, but 42% of people are my people. Thank you, Chew. No, I kind of like it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Wildy and Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee.